Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
Yeah. Hey, folks, welcome back again to Hour 2, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertymedia.com. I'm just getting some information from some new people. I want to say this before we get going, and maybe I shouldn't. Maybe I should just take it as it comes here. You all know what's going on out there. There's no better correlation than to say, listen, you have a government that's sanctioning the murder of babies illegally. Well, you say, Bradley, you say it all the time. Yeah, I know. Then put a stop to it so we don't have to talk about it anymore. The government, there's no constitutional authority for the government to kill anybody. Okay? And I'm talking about on the right side of the fence, the innocent. It's cruelty to the innocent when the guilty are shown mercy. And you have a government that, again, the burden of proof is on them, who can never prove it, and that's why they've driven it by force, to murder babies. They advocate which they cannot lawfully advocate. So they try to win you on public opinion in the advocation of the murder of the innocent. Folks, there's new numbers coming out. 70 million babies since 1973. That's insanity. The Lord will not overlook this. He's not going to pardon what Americans have tolerated. There's no way. Scripture tells us what Scripture tells us. There's only one way to appease God's wrath in these particular situations concerning the topic of abortion. Those that murder, it must be their blood that has been shed to appease God's wrath. Numbers 35:33, cross-check me. When I said it won't be forgiven, look at Josiah. 2 Kings 24, verse 4. He said, he will not pardon them for all the good things that he did. The Lord said, in turn, he said, but I will not overlook the shedding of innocent blood. Americans, you are seeing the correlation of what you've allowed corruption, a few corruption in government to do at the offset concerning abortion. That's the same government trying to tell you, take a shot, because if you don't, you're responsible. You anti-vaxxers are now responsible for killing other people. Is that what's happening in front of our faces? Nope. The elephant in the middle of the living room, friends, here is that those that didn't go along with this narrative, they're not falling over dead. They don't have adverse side effects to something they didn't take. It's just those that went along with it. And what's sad about it is their kids are paying the price too. Look at this. Die suddenly. Strikes again. Fit. Healthy 10-year-old girl dies suddenly after collapsing at school. I'm not making it up. Here's another one. Brand new. Yesterday. Former Alabama football player Ahmad Galloway found dead at 42 years old. Now, I'm not saying they're all dead because of the shot, but again, look at the timing. Okay? Look at this one. UPitt farm student Lindsay Heck dies suddenly at 25 years old. They're all dying suddenly. Does this bother anybody? This is happening to our friends. It's starting to hit home now. And we have not seen anything yet. Not even close. Here's another one. Prayers needed. 18-year-old high school student suddenly dies after suffering cardiac arrest following PE class. An 18-year-old kid. Wow. Do you see this one, folks? American Airlines puts a stop to flights. Why? Well, they're admitting our pilots are dropping dead from the COVID jabs. They're admitting it now. Guess who's taking all those jobs concerning the Americans that have fallen down? Guess who they're trying to replace now concerning those jobs that are vacant? The illegals. In the state of Minnesota, they're trying to give them the illegals. They're trying to give them licenses to drive. ID cards. But when you go to the airport, you're violated by the TSA in a violation of the Fourth Amendment of the Bill of Rights, and you're frisked. They illegally put their hands on you, and they illegally put you in a tube to search you. In other words, this government has now accused every American as a potential terrorist, but the borders are wide open. Is anybody paying attention to how you're being played here? But again, look at this. American Airlines put a stop to flights. This is all reported by NewsPunch. Okay? Here, I'll just go there so you can see it. Okay? On social media platforms, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page. Beforeitsnews.com, top side left of the page. 1-866-582-9933. Okay? Just want to make sure you can see it. Let's verify everything that we're talking about. But they want to accuse those that aren't going along with it. Wow. Even in spite of this, friends, Lisa Marie Presley, 54, dies hours after suffering cardiac arrest. Boy, this is her 2 days before she died. She looks like she's going to fall over. And I've noticed this with people even going to the store. It's like, oh, they took the shot. It's just a matter of time in some cases. Also wanted to show you, friends, here, a pilot. Now, this is pre-recorded. This isn't my show. This is being reported by Cat A, okay? And she has a pilot, Alan Dana, former Jetstar pilot, who's giving us information concerning the truth of the matter when it comes to the globalists who are advocating these experimental jabs. Listen carefully to what this pilot said. These globalists are now stating that, I'm going to let you hear this for yourself, they're hiring non-vaccinated individuals.
Yoda, he's the head president of the U.S. Freedom Flies. He said they're getting calls now from wealthy businessmen and companies to fly their executives around on business jets with unvaccinated crews.
Now, unvaccinated crews only. Wealthy corporate CEOs, unvaccinated crews only. Okay, these are the ones that are part of the fascist state that went along with the government's narrative and attacking small businesses to only drive. The governors went right along with it. If your governor attacked small businesses, he is hand in glove with these corporations, who is in fact responsible for driving that traffic to the little guy over to his corporate buddies. These are the ones that are saying we only want unvaccinated crews. Okay, I'm going to let them finish up.
They get the luxury of being able to choose because there are still a large amount of crew available in the United States who are not vaccinated because the companies they work for didn't mandate it.
Yes.
These wealthy businessmen are requiring unvaccinated crew on their business. Now, passengers of an airline, bought a ticket, don't have that luxury.
And us that buy airplane tickets do not have that luxury. I just highlighted the fact that, friends, American Airlines, according to NewsPunch here, is letting us all know that pilots are dropping over dead. What I didn't tell you is many of them are dropping over dead mid-flight. But see all the corporations that are allied with what's going on here concerning the bad guys? They want and require only unvaccinated crews. These people, Americans, must be legally stopped. This is treason. This is tyranny at every given level. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Ready to set brush fires of freedom in the minds of men? Well, start your engines with some high-octane truth-telling on the Sons of Liberty Morning Show. We'll bring you news and commentary from a Christian worldview using the Bible and the Constitution. Not to see who's on the right or on the left, but who is on the straight and narrow. Get on the inside track every weekday at 6 a.m. Eastern and Saturdays at 8 a.m. Eastern on SonsOfLibertyMedia.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and our media website, sonsoflibertymedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At sonsoflibertyradio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
It's a jungle out there, disorder and confusion everywhere. No one seems to care. Well, I do. Hey, who's in charge here? Yeah, it's a jungle out there, and you need Wisconsin Christian News, a Christian newspaper that is not just filled with poetry and recipes. We print the truth, and we're not afraid to do it. If you're sick of the nonsense, subscribe today. You need this. I could be wrong now, but I don't think so. WisconsinChristianNews.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Okay, so what I want to do, I was talking about Damar Hamlin. Okay, now last week I was talking about him. If we slow our roll, patience is the weapon that forces deception to reveal itself. People just jump on board concerning the narrative that the mainstream media's useful idiots, those that are paid to lie to you, not to tell you the truth, to betray the people. I didn't say that. Dr. Ido Ufkot did. He's the one that wrote a book. He used to be a former journalist in Germany, and he was talking about how the CIA controls and directs reporters globally. That's why they're owned by six corporations. This monopoly needs to be broken up as well. This is why they're attacking the little guy, the FBI and the CIA, are here today. And no wonder why 74% of the American people now equate the FBI and the CIA to the Gestapo under Joe Biden. That's true. But see, it's not under Joe Biden because this isn't Joe Biden's government. This is our government. And I want you to remember that. This is our government. This is not his government. He works for us. We do not work for him. Okay? But going back to the point that I was going to make here, friends, Damar Hamlin, you know how he fell over on the football field, right? Many people are questioning if it was authentic. Many people are beginning to dissect. And I know, folks, listen, I get it when people get weird about something. There's those two. But most people can decide and discern what's right and what's wrong, what's real, what's not real, regardless of which way it's coming at, the lies of the truth. But one of the things that I'd highlighted about Damar Hamlin was the fact that he's got all these people praying for him on the field and 100,000 people in a stadium before allegedly having a cardiac arrest. And I'm just going to hold to what we don't know for sure yet. But I highlighted the fact that isn't it interesting that this guy, Damar Hamlin, who's making all this money, he's throwing occultic signs all over the place. And how is it that the American people, and it should come as no surprise neither, friends, that ESPN, they prayed to God. I'm here to tell you, 1 Timothy 2:5, there's none other name under heaven, and I'm talking about, Acts 4:12, there's none other name under heaven whereby men might be saved. His name is Jesus. But I was thinking about the mediator in 1 Timothy 2:5. There's only one mediator between God and man. His name is Jesus Christ. Okay, but they're praying to him in God's name, as if they don't know who the God of America is. Well, we do. But they're praying for a man that sold himself out. They're praying for a man that sold his soul. Bradley, that's crazy. Here. Once again, you know what I love about this show is I can back up everything I'm saying. I can back it all up. That's what we do here. I want to show you. I want you to see it for yourself. Have you made mistakes along the way? Somewhere, I'm sure we have, and we've corrected them if we had. It was probably misinformation coming from somebody else. But we want to hold to the truth here because we know truth makes men free, John 8:32. Okay? So look at this picture right here. If you can't, I'm going to go ahead and narrate for you. It's Jamar hanging out with a little kid. Okay, on the field. And Jamar's holding up, it's not I love you, friends, it's Satan's horns. I've been in the rock and roll world long enough to understand what I'm dealing with. Okay? The little boy right here, around his hand, he's kicking off the number 666. These are all occultic signs. I'm going to let Peggy Hall tell you a little more about what most don't know.
This is the image that is on the... let's see if I can get that any larger. That is on... this Damar Wilson's Damar
Hamlin's,
I don't know his last name, Hamlin's website for a charity. Okay, so let's take a look. What do you see here? All right, I guess the boy is making the number three because Damar carries the number three for his jersey. It's interesting that he's doing it that way. If I were to say three, I would hold up three fingers. So I don't know exactly what that is. But this down here is troubling to me. Those of you that are awake, not woke, you likely know that this is the symbol for 666. And why is he doing that? If you're going to say, well, Peggy, there he's doing the number three again. If I were to do a symbol for three, I would not do that symbol. I would hold up three fingers. I wouldn't hold up my last three fingers. Okay, so that's strange. Then we take a look at Damar. And you can see very clearly that he is doing the devil horns.
That's exactly what they are.
Why? Further, why is this image on the website? Out of all the images, there must be probably 1,000 pictures of this fellow. Why in the world would they select this image for this charity website? Okay, while we're here, let me go all the way back through the images now. Oh, I wanted to tell you about Diamond of Diamond
okay,
and Silk.
We're done with that. We know Diamond just recently died as well. And of course, that's to be blamed upon those that aren't going along with the narrative. I have a whole video here. I wanted to take a step back on Damar. Someone had posted, and it was him. Oh, my goodness. Hold on, so I'm going to do this. See, Aga. Where he had a T-shirt on. And it was a Balenciaga official online boutique. And they're getting exposed for being a pedophile corporation, being exposed for it. This took place last month. It was a pretty big deal. But Damar's wearing a T-shirt with Balenciaga on it. He's throwing around cult signs like Elon Musk and his mother. And Americans, have you still not yet figured out who they put up? Remember Satan said in Matthew 4, he said, if you bow down unto me, this is all mine to give. This is what they do. They're not thinking about the long run. They're not thinking about eternity. They're thinking about this life here. That's very ignorant. They sold themselves out because they bought it. And the way they did it is they sold their soul and their giftings to the enemy of their souls. Well, in the process of that, I think there's a lot of that going on, a lot more than people might realize. And I'm just going to play this and I'm going to commentate, but this is brand new. Red Voice Radio just actually put this out. And I want you to see it on social media platforms. And again, it just includes all of those that have, in fact, sold themselves out. They were the ones that just took it for face value that they better get the experimental jabs. And what I'm watching about in front of me right now are these famous soccer players over in Europe that are just falling over, having cardiac arrest. They're dying on the field. It's brand new. I just want to make clear everybody understands this is all brand new. The compilation here, a video from the beginning of when it started to happen. It's showing little kids falling over on the basketball fields. And that's what they call them, by the way. And then other soccer players, football players, as they call them over in Europe and prospective countries in the Middle East. Royal guards falling over. Look at this. I mean, I'm showing reporters on television right now or on the social media platforms that are, they're just falling over dead. These are all the people that were advocating, using themselves as conduits to parrot what the globalists would have them believe. And if this doesn't show you, friends, that these useful idiots are expendable, I don't know what is. See, this is how the devil works, friends. You do business with him, he keeps you a lot longer than you want to stay, and he charges you a lot more than you want to pay. And it's your soul. You can't undo it, friends. You can't undo what's going on here. And, you know, I see on social media platforms quite a bit where people are saying, you know what, my husband's in the hospital right now with a cardiac arrest. Okay, they don't know what happened, of course. That's the new narrative. They don't know what happened. And what's interesting, I'll play a video for you concerning how they're trying to change the narrative, too. They're trying to modify all of this. But it's interesting when I'm going back to what most people are seeing right now on social media platforms is how these people are falling over. There's one that ran a marathon. I'm not going to give it that. It talks about the mortality rate increases with the vaccine mandates. Folks, there's no mandate. In America, there's exemptions. You're a conscientious objector. You're a religious objector. That's good. They don't have, again, the authority to do what they're doing today. And yet over the United States of America, over the last, 4 months, 3 months, the mainstream media wanted to convince you that all these that went along with trying to comply or force comply the people, that they were reelected by the people. I'm going to keep playing this on social media platforms for the sake of time, but it's hard to watch. Look at all these useful idiots that went along with it. Many of them died right on the spot, just falling over out of nowhere. I'm going to continuously play this out during the break for you guys, okay? And, of course, nobody knows or understands what could possibly be going wrong here.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. On this Martin Luther King Jr. Day, crowds gathered at his memorial on the National Mall in Washington, D.C. to remember the man and his message at a wreath-laying event.
because every time I come here, I derive inspiration. And I hope that you do, and as children and generations yet unborn come here.
Martin Luther King III there, he also said his father continues to have an impact on the country. Rain and mountain snows are continuing in California. Some parts of the state have received more rain in the past 2 weeks than all of last year. An additional 1 to 3 feet of snow is expected in parts of Northern California through tonight. That storm is expected to move east and disrupt travel all across the country from Colorado to Michigan. Tim Berg, USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
So, we have a friend on social media platforms. And by the way, I totally appreciate some of your guys' comments, because when you throw something at me objectively or from a different angle, it just gets me to think that direction. And that's why it's so important about having or social media platforms and or guests on the show. And if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933, please do. And some might even say, well, Bradley, why are you highlighting this? Because it's important, because everybody sees it happening right in front of their face. And the mainstream media wants to now attack those that are not going along with the narrative. Bill Gates said that it's the people that are not going along with taking these said vaccinations, as he calls them. He said they're responsible for killing children. And isn't it interesting, friends, all these people that we see in front of us on a 24/7 basis, fed to us by the propagandists through the mainstream media, how they're dying off, but none of the elitists, those that are selling to us, how come they're not dying? Because they never took it. You got to be out of your mind to think otherwise, friends. I wanted to give you a scripture reference concerning the little boy that was standing next to Damar in the holding the 3666. Go to Revelation 13, 16 through 18. This is all scriptural as to what we see. These people are playing with their eternity on so many different levels. And I think that many of them are now beginning to understand that they're subject to the tyrants as well. They're merely being used. And again, when I continuously say that they're expendable, they are definitely expendable. Now, going back to my friend over on social media platforms, Dino said, someone did suggest to me that they're faking a lot of the falling over concerning the dead to push more tyranny. Well, if you think about that, look at how some of these people are falling over. Some of them are falling over so hard that their skulls are cracked open. Like the comedian that was mocking anti-vaxxers, and then just seconds later she fell over just as if she was dead. Well, she cracked her head open. Okay, and many of these people are dead before they hit the floor, and this is all confirmed. So I believe that in the contrary to what the statement was that was made, and I know that you suggested it, so I totally agree. And again, it's good to think the other way, because we're dealing with a bunch of deceptive devils that are trying to get one over on us one way or another. So it's always good to check both sides of what's happening here, friends. Again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. I want to show you what's happening over, and I'm just going to show you an image. I'm not going to play the video. But in some airports, let me stop for a minute. You want to know why over the last 3 days, 4 days, folks, that I've been kind of like my words have been fighting against each other? I've been reading Old English. I've been reading the Cambridge Bible for 23 years. I can flow when it comes to Scripture, okay? But when it comes to reading our forefathers in Old English, it kind of fights against my flow. And so I'm getting these words into my head. I mean, intellectual guys, righteous language. And English is proper anyways, folks, concerning our forefathers. And a lot of the words were spelt different, too. But it means the same thing as how we have them today. We've modernized many of these words. But in saying that, that's this fight going on sometimes in my head. It's like, wait a second, I've been reading that, and I'm reading the word, and it's, you get the point. In airports across the world, and not happening in America yet, they are trying to get us passports, vaccination passports, in the United States of America, and they'll do this by force. If the American people, again, don't hold those that are trying to force compliance held accountable for their treasonous acts against the American people, and it applies to every governor in the states, at least over the last 3 years, and maybe in a couple cases, not concerning the new governors, but the past, they're all guilty of it because every one of them went along with it. And yes, it includes Kristi Noem. Seen her signatures on all these documents. We did a show on it with Jordan Mason, who's inside of the government in South Dakota, where Kristi wanted to go ahead and play innocent. And she gets up and does commercials lying to the people of the state, saying, I never shut down the state. No, she had her subordinates do it. This is what tyrants do. When you look to Florida with Ron DeSantis, look at SB 600, and you tell me whose side he's on and what he's trying to advocate by giving the Department of Health there the power, unlawful power and unconstitutional authority to go ahead by force to take people from their homes and to separate them and to force inoculate them. The SB 600, cross-check me. Cross-check me. I want you to cross-check all the information I'm giving you, friends. Okay? But what they're doing at airports, going back to the point here, security across the country, or I'm sorry, across the world now, not in America yet, but TSA is subtly trying to implement it behind your backs. I don't know if you're aware of this or not, but they're already trying to do it. But across the world, friends, what they got now is they have these handheld scanners where you can literally put your body, any part of your body, under this scanner, and it can see into your veins whether you got the shot or not. It's called Luciferis. And we warned about this at the very offset concerning Bill Gates. He is a devil, folks. He is a devil. His dad said, Bill Gates' dad, who wants to depopulate the planet, you first, Billy. But he's the one that created or gathered all of his ideologies while his dad was on the board of Planned Parenthood. He's a murderer. He's a devil, is what he is. Bill Gates is a devil. And people don't think otherwise. He tries to sell himself as one that's looking out for the people. The opposite is true. That's how the devil, he always tries to transform himself as an angel of light, but yet he comes to steal, kill, and destroy. And that's exactly what he does. That's what they're all doing. He was the one that patented the name Luciferus. Cross-check what I'm telling you. Luciferus, I got a whole video on it. And going back to what's going on in airports, not in America, but outside of the United States right now, they take this handheld scanner and they put it across your hand and they can tell you whether or not you got the shot. Now, what's happening is many are getting fake passports, vaccination passports. Sound familiar, America? Yeah. They're getting fake passports, but now they got the scanners. They can tell the truth of the matter, regardless if you got that fake passport or a real one or not, by just taking, they don't need to see the passport anymore. They want to see if it's in your blood. And there's some video where it actually shows, and I'm not going to go through this whole hour and 8 minutes, folks. But what it does is it shows people coming into the airport, and they're already using these scanners unbeknownst to the people. And unbeknownst to the people, they can see right into their bodies whether they have it or not. Yes, these people are that sick. Are we all clear on this? This is how the devil and his minions operate. And it's, again, in fact, what they're doing across the boards. I'm just kind of scanning. Oh, here it is right here. I'm going to show you in part. If you look at, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to get it up or not. See this right here? This is basically examining every person that's going through if they got the shot or not because it's in their blood. You see this? Look at this. So for all of those that thought this was all a conspiracy theory, how's that working out for you today? It was just like what I told a friend in law enforcement yesterday. I said, it's interesting how even four years ago, I was a conspiracy theorist. And I said to my friend, I said, you know, now I'm all out of theories because they've all come true. I need some new theories. And to further solidify the point that I want to make here, and I know that there's a lot of people listening to the show, I want to encourage all of you people listening to the show that you need to begin to speak to your neighbors if you're already not doing so. You need to speak out loud. You need to put a trumpet to your mouth and blow out into your communities what's going on here, because now what they're doing, because of all the people that are in fact falling over dead, now what they're doing is they're trying to. I said trying to. This is why they're suppressing outlets such as mine so heavily. They're trying to set the narrative in such a fashion that if you or somebody that you know that has died from the experimental jabs, because it's hitting home all over the world, FEMA is now beginning to step in and try to buy off these people who are maybe high profile, or if one of their kids died and it became pretty popular in the community, city, or state, they come in and say, we'll pay your funeral costs. And if you don't take our bribe here, because that's what it is, we're going to try to extort you into obeying us. We're going to just go ahead and blackball you with the use of the mainstream media, which is criminal at every given step. Okay, I want to play this for a minute and a half. Check this guy out. Listen to what he has to say.
Let's quickly see if I can find it.
Oh, you know what? I'm going to have to set this up for the next one. But this kid right here, the story he has to tell is pretty amazing concerning one of his friends that actually had a family member that died. And this is what they're trying to do. They're trying to reset the narrative by shutting people up. And it is, in fact, happening.
Well, originally, when this all happened, a bunch of kids either collapsed or died suddenly. And we're talking kids age like 12 to young adult age of like 18 to 20. When that all happened, I got a call from someone who was a direct relative of an 18-year-old girl who was one of the people who collapsed but did not die. She spent the next, I think it was about 4 to 6 weeks, in and out of hospital, being put on medication, being run on tests, until she died of organ failure. After that, I never heard back from the family member or anybody else in the family. Until 2 days after the Monday Night Football incident where he dropped suddenly on the field and they canceled the game, all of a sudden I got a call from Texas from a different number, and it was the same relative, and he told me he had a really hard time getting a hold of me, but he had a lot to tell me.
Okay, I'm going to hold it right there. This is what he's going to say. I'll cue it up for you again, friends, but I want you to hear what he has to say, because one of his friends' daughter, a young daughter, died in the hospital from, I'm assuming, remdesivir. Her organs shut down on her, and he's going to say now on the other side as to what the government's trying to do by getting them to shut their mouths.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show, and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at mysolarbackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Give us a thumbs up if you wouldn't mind. If you want to call in, please do. 1-866-582-9933. Okay. I'm doing live radio in 157 cities. Okay. That's That's the radio show. So during the social during the breaks, I talk to my friends on social media platforms. So I'm doing both, okay? Let's get back to this for the sake of time. Last segment, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I'm going to go ahead and play this video over again so we can keep it in context as to what he has to say. But look at how the powers that are tolerated concerning these unconstitutional agencies are trying to shut people up or buy them off. It's one of the two. Check this out.
Concert situation in Texas. So for those of you who don't know, originally when this all happened, a bunch of kids either collapsed or died suddenly, and we're talking kids age like 12 to young adult age of like 18 to 20. When that all happened, I got a call from someone who was a direct relative of an 18-year-old girl who was one of the people who collapsed but did not die. She spent the next, I think it was about 4 to 6 weeks, in and out of hospital, being put on medication, being run on tests, until she died of organ failure. After that, I never heard back from the family member or anybody else in the family until 2 days after the Monday Night Football incident where he dropped suddenly on the field and they canceled the game. All of a sudden, I got a call from Texas from a different number, and it was the same relative, and he told me he had a really hard time getting a hold of me, but he had a lot to tell me. He said that after his family member passed away, the 18-year-old female, Moderna, she was given the Moderna vaccine, basically came and paid the family a whole bunch of money to keep quiet and also relocated them to a different part of Texas, gave them new phones, new numbers, new addresses, new identities, almost like a witness protection
program. Listen to this,
folks. And they were told they had basically two options. Either they were going to get destroyed in the media and destroyed in other ways if they spoke up about this, or they could take the deal, take the money, take the new identities, and basically just help them cover this up, help them sweep it under the rug. Well, that didn't sit well with this guy, so he came and told me about it, and I told you guys about it. Since then, people have been questioning the veracity of this, and then I got contacted by a female researcher. I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but she gave me corroborating government and military documents that prove in writing that what I describe is the standard operating procedure for military, especially the military and government.
Okay, so
know they are killing civilians.
They know that they are killing civilians, okay? And again, this is the same government that advocated the murder of the innocent, and when the people sit back and allow them to do that, what do you think they're going to do with you sooner or later, friends? By the way, the West is their objective. You're the stumbling block to the global order, Soros said. You have a great responsibility to much is given, much is required. Okay? Okay, well, Bradley, I want a little more proof. Okay, I'll give you a little more proof, and then I'm going to play a video for you in just a moment here. This woman, and it's very short, I watched the video. I watched this man's testimonial. And again, if you're listening, you're going to hear this just as good as anybody else, and it's very clear. If you want to watch the social media platforms, you can do that. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, top left side of the page, and or BeforeIt'sNews.com. But I want you to listen to this, and I want you to watch this, because it only further solidifies the point that young man just made. Check this out.
The whole attack with American frontline nurses, and this is the face of safe and effective.
It's a man over the casket of his 15-year-old boy.
Ernest Ramirez Jr., also known as Junior, died suddenly on the basketball court. His father, Ernest Ramirez Sr., has since been contacted by FEMA in order to change the cause of death on the death certificate to something other than an injury or sudden death, stating that they would pay for funeral services.
You listen to this?
To hear more about...
Did you hear that, friends? Wow. I didn't know that was the purpose of government. What about you guys? If tyranny or oppression ever come into this country, it will come under the guise of fighting a foreign enemy. Or how about pestilence? An epidemic. Praise God that we've been delivered from the snare of the fowler and pestilence. Psalm 91. We need healing around here. We go to the Lord. Period. Acts 10:38. Again, this is insane. This is what the people in this country are putting up with. I love you enough to tell you that's why this is happening. And I continuously say it, and I'm not saying it to be judgmental. That's the furthest thing from my intent. It's sincerity. I love you, and folks, I've always, my whole life, if my mom was alive today, she would tell you, Bradley's always been a protector. He's always been a back watcher. He's always the first one to take it for you. And I can feel it when I'm telling you that. And oftentimes I just wonder, why am I that guy, Lord? And how little you ever see anybody do that for you. But it's not about what we can get from others. It's what we can bring to the world in bringing answers. Isaiah 58, verse 12. That's what we're called to do. That is doing unto others as you'd have them do unto you. That's what this is. This is real love. And to correct or instruct in righteousness is not hate, it's love. To tell the truth is not, it's not hate, it's love. Okay? I love you enough in action and being a faithful witness as unto the Lord and as unto you. I can't do the second without doing the first. I love you enough to tell you what very far and fewer between are willing to tell you. You go down to the store all day long, nobody says anything to anybody. Everybody shuts their mouth like good little slaves. And that's exactly what they are. They're good little serfs. Instead of looking out for each other, isn't it our duty and obligation before God and man to open our mouths up and say, hey, listen, there's something that's about ready to fall on you if you don't correct this. And I want to show you the people trying to push it on you, because that's how it stops. It's called justice. Deal with the people that are trying to push it on you. You look at all of these globalists, Isaiah 28, verse 18, and I'm talking about governors of the states. They're all carefree. They got big smiles on their face. They do what they want without any obstruction from the people that they work for. And what's worse about it is they don't have the authority to do so. Hey, folks, are you going to settle for their new norm? Because this is the new norm. People dying all around you. And just think about this. If all these popular people that we see, these celebrities, these actors that are dying, these musicians that are dying, if we're seeing that on a national scale, just imagine what they're trying to cover up in our own backyards. Read the obituaries. Oh my goodness. That's, hey folks, what we see in the news is just what we see in the news. What about in our own backyard? Oh, it's happening all over the place. Happening all over the place. What are they doing? They're thinning the herds, aren't they, folks, of resistance. That's exactly what they're doing. And they're using the illegals to take your place, just like the Lord said in judgment. 28:43 of Deuteronomy. I'm going to play this on the way out. This is what they're trying to... It's supposed to be funny, but I think they're just trying to show you how stupid they expect you to be. I think what they did here was really good, because it's going to insult people that think for themselves, and rightfully so. That's why we say it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I want you to check this out. This is called the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence. This is how they're trying to redefine the new narrative.
Are you or a loved one suffering from a medical coincidence? You want proper medical care, but you don't want people sniffing around asking a whole bunch of questions about what might be causing your problem. At the Kauffman Institute for Coincidence, we won't look into the cause of your heart or other problem. We'll just fix it. That's right. We promise to only look at your symptoms. We won't get all curious looking for causes, because that could get your employer or your doctor into some legal hot water. And nobody wants that. At Kauffman, we understand that coincidence is now the leading cause of death.
Hey, we've got another coincidence over here.
If we want to operate at the speed of science, there's no time for looking for causes. No pesky questions about drugs or vaccines you may have been given. At Kauffman, we specialize in the effects and leave the causes to the conspiracy theorists. And let's be honest, we know the cause anyway. It was a coincidence, right? For each new patient, Kauffman's talented team of doctors strap on their blinders and look directly at the problem area, usually the heart, just like the CDC recommends. Our main campus now treats myocarditis, blood clots, heart arrhythmia, stroke, heart attack, magnetic skin, difficulty breathing, full body blisters and burning, convulsions, kidney failure, memory loss, cancer.
If you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ag Council.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.